All right, ready to dive deep? Today, it's all about Dr. Chris Friesen.
Dr. Friesen, okay, yeah.
And judging by the mountain of articles, podcasts, even videos you've all sent in, you're pretty fascinated by this sports and performance psychology guy.
You're not wrong.
So are we trying to unlock some hidden achievement potential here? Maybe even like dabble in a little biohacking?
Could be. But it's interesting, right? Because even though Dr. Friesen's like famous for working with athletes, his ideas actually apply to way more than just sports.
You're right. It's about high achievers in any field, not just like hitting peak physical performance, but peak performance, period.
Exactly.
Okay, so before we get too far ahead of ourselves, I notice he's got a little bio on his website.
Yeah, a good place to start, like a quick snapshot of his credentials and his whole approach.
So it says he's a licensed psychologist who specializes in helping people reach their full potential, worked with Olympians, pro athletes, entrepreneurs, and even academics and writers.
Wow, that's quite a range.
It is.
And what I'm seeing is his approach seems pretty rooted in, you know, hard science. He pulls from psychology, neuropsychology, even neuroscience.
Ah, so we're not talking about motivational fluff here. This is the real deal, practical strategies backed by research.
Exactly. No fluff, just like tools to actually get things done.
Okay, I'm hooked already. But one thing that really jumps out at me is just the sheer volume of content he's put out there. Articles, podcasts, videos. This guy is everywhere.
He really is. I mean, you've got articles in Success Magazine, Huffington Post.
And that hilarious one in the New York Post, right?
Yeah, How Not to Die in Your Cubicle.
I mean, come on, you gotta love that title.
It's catchy, right? But it also shows he's serious about making these ideas accessible. It's not just for academics. He wants everyone to benefit.
That makes sense. Okay, and then there's the podcasting. The man is a podcasting machine.
Right. Way more appearances than you'd expect for someone in this field. And some of them are multi-part series.
Like that one, Hacking Your Brain for Success, on the Career Hacking Podcast.
Exactly. Yeah. Which, you know, seems pretty relevant to what we're talking about here. Digging into, like, how to improve focus and productivity, even cognitive function.
Okay, now I'm really intrigued. And then there's this whole biohacking thing.
Oh, yeah, that keeps popping up. In his podcast titles, videos, speaking engagement.
Yeah, I'm picking up on that. So before we go any further, can we define biohacking for our listeners who might not be familiar?
Sure. It's essentially, like, the art and science of optimizing your body and mind.
So we're talking about like sleep, nutrition, exercise, mindfulness, even tech gadgets.
All that. It's basically using any tool or technique to enhance your physical and mental abilities.
And Dr. Friesen seems to be suggesting that biohacking can be a powerful way to achieve goals.
It's a recurring theme in his work, for sure.
Now, I've noticed he offers both practical biohacking tips. AMD talks about, like, mindset shifts. So it's not just about, like, taking a certain supplement or using a specific gadget, right?
Exactly. It's also about cultivating the right mental approach.
Yeah.
He seems to believe that true optimization requires both. Like a two-pronged attack.
Okay, that's interesting. It's not just the what, it's also the why. Now, you mentioned his speaking engagements. What are those all about?
Well, he offers talks on a whole range of topics, from biohacking for peak performance to like the neuroscience of goal setting and even stress management for high achievers.
Oh, wow. That stress management one sounds right up my alley.
It might resonate with you, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and one more thing. It looks like he's based in Ontario, Canada.
Good to know.
Yeah, especially if you're ever in that area and want to catch him in person. So any initial thoughts on Dr. Friesen so far? Anything standing out to you?
Well, I'm impressed by his commitment to making science actionable. He's not just keeping this knowledge locked away in academia. He wants people to use it to improve their lives.
Right. He's a communicator, not just a researcher.
Okay, so we've talked about his background, his media empire.
Right.
And even his speaking engagements. It feels like we're just scratching the surface, though. There's so much more to explore.
Yeah, we are just getting started. But I think we've got a good sense of who he is and what he's about. Now I'm really curious to hear what he actually says in all these articles and podcasts.
Me too. Let's dive into those insights and see what gems we can uncover.
Okay, so let's dig into some of Dr. Friesen's key insights, shall we? One that keeps coming up again and again, it's his emphasis on learnable mindsets.
Learnable mindset.
Yeah. He argues that success isn't just about, you know, talent or luck.
It's about mindset.
Exactly. You can actually cultivate the right mental approach.
Okay. I remember seeing that phrase, learnable mindsets, pop up in a lot of the articles we received. So what are these mindsets he's talking about?
Well, he breaks it down into several key areas. Like, one big one is the growth mindset.
Okay, growth mindset. I've heard of that.
Right. But he really gets into the nitty-gritty of, like, what it means in practice.
So it's not just about, like, being positive?
It's more than that. Like, instead of seeing challenges as roadblocks, you frame them as opportunities to learn and grow.
Okay, so you're not just saying, oh, I can't do this. You're asking, okay, how can I learn from this?
Exactly. It's about reframing your perspective, being more proactive.
That's a good point.
And then he talks about, you know, focusing on the process rather than just the outcome.
Focusing on the process.
Yeah. So it's not just about hitting the goal. It's about enjoying the journey.
Ah, so it's about the journey, not just the destination.
Exactly. Learning as much as you can along the way.
That makes a lot of sense. If you're always fixated on the end result, you're probably going to miss out on some valuable lessons. Plus, you're probably going to get discouraged if things don't go perfectly.
Right. And he stresses self-awareness, too.
Self-awareness. Okay.
Yeah. In fact, remember that article from Success Magazine?
Yeah.
He actually walks the reader through how to write a personal mission statement.
A personal mission statement.
Yeah. He believes that understanding your core values, you know, what really motivates you, is crucial.
So you know what you're actually working towards. Your goals are meaningful to you.
Exactly. And this connects to his work on personality, too. Remember that Huffington Post article?
Remind me of the title.
It was, "Is Your Personality Sabotaging Your Fitness Goals?"
Oh, right, right. Yeah, I remember that one. That was a good one.
So it's about understanding how your personality type might influence, like, how you approach fitness.
Which makes sense, right?
Yeah.
We all have different strengths and weaknesses, different preferences. Trying to force ourselves into a one-size-fits-all approach, I mean, that's probably setting ourselves up for failure.
Precisely. And that's, I think, what's so cool about Dr. Friesen's approach. He emphasizes personalization. He gives you the frameworks and the tools, but he also encourages you to adapt them to your own unique situation. It's not cookie cutter.
Okay, I like that. Now, let's switch gears a bit and talk about this biohacking thing a bit more. What specific biohacking techniques stood out to you in his work?
Well, it seems like he's a big fan of combining, you know, those simple lifestyle changes with some more advanced techniques.
Simple versus advanced.
Right. So he really harps on the importance of sleep and hydration.
Those are non-negotiables for him.
They're the foundation, right.
Right.
But then he also encourages experimenting with things like cold exposure.
Oh, cold exposure.
Or neurofeedback, which can be, you know, a little out there for some people.
Yeah, those are definitely on the more advanced side of biohacking, you could say. Could you maybe explain neurofeedback a bit more? Some people might not know what that is.
Oh, sure. It's basically a technique where you can monitor your brain waves in real time, and then you can actually train yourself to achieve certain mental states.
Wow. So it's like you're taking control of your brainwaves, right?
Pretty much.
That's wild.
Yeah. So, like, you could train yourself to enter a state of deep focus or relaxation.
Okay. So from what I'm gathering, Dr. Friesen's not advocating for, like, some extreme, you know, biohacking movement.
No, not at all.
He's more about incorporating these evidence-based practices into your daily routine to enhance your performance.
Yeah. Gradual improvement over time, not some overnight transformation.
Yeah.
And he's really clear about working with qualified professionals.
Especially in a field like biohacking, there's a lot of hype out there.
Definitely.
So it's good to be cautious.
He's all about taking a balanced, informed approach.
Okay, so we've talked about mindset, self-awareness, personality, and biohacking. Anything else?
Let's see. Oh, he also talks a lot about managing stress and building resilience.
Stress management and resilience. Those are pretty essential skills no matter what you're trying to achieve, right?
He makes a point about how your values can actually act like a compass to guide you through those tough situations.
That's an interesting way to put it. Like, when you have a clear sense of what's truly important to you, it's easier to stay grounded when things get rough. You've got that North Star.
Exactly. And beyond relying on your values, he also offers, you know, practical strategies like mindfulness exercises, breathing techniques, how to reframe those negative thoughts.
So he's giving people the mental tools to thrive under pressure.
Exactly. Whether you're, you know, an Olympic athlete or just dealing with a stressful work day, those tools are essential. And he also talks about the importance of recovery.
Recovery.
Rest and downtime.
Right.
He emphasizes that those are not signs of weakness.
Okay, so it's not about pushing yourself to the limit 24/7?
No. It's about finding a sustainable rhythm.
So it's effort and recovery.
Exactly. Listening to your body, knowing when to push and when to pull back.
I'm seeing a pattern here. It seems like a lot of Dr. Friesen's work is about challenging conventional wisdom, helping people develop a more balanced and, you know, sustainable approach to achievement. It's not about grinding yourself down.
I know, right? It's about working smarter, not harder.
So how can our listener apply these principles to their own life?
Well, I think the biggest takeaway is that achievement isn't like some mystical force, you know. It's not reserved for the chosen few.
It's not just about inherent talent or some secret formula.
Exactly. It's about cultivating those right mindsets, habits, and skills. And while he works with those elite athletes, his principles are totally applicable to anyone.
Anyone who wants to improve their performance, reach their potential, whether it's at work, in their personal life, you know, whatever.
Exactly. Aiming for a promotion, training for a marathon, or even just like wanting to live a more fulfilling life.
It's about realizing those tools are for everyone, not just the elite.
And he really encourages being proactive, taking ownership of your mindset, your health, your habits. Don't just wait for things to happen. Make them happen.
And enjoy the journey along the way.
Precisely. Continuous learning, growth, adaptation, you got it. And, you know, it's okay to ask for help, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We don't have to do this alone.
Well, if I had to sum up Dr. Friesen's approach, I'd say it's about combining, like, those science-backed strategies with a deep understanding of human psychology and motivation.
It's bridging that gap between knowing what to do and actually doing it.
Exactly.
He doesn't just get you pumped up. He gives you those practical tools to translate that into real action.
Okay, so I feel like we've done a pretty thorough job unpacking his core principles.
I think so.
What stood out to you the most?
For me, it's how much he emphasizes the connection of mind, body, and spirit.
Yeah.
He sees achievement as a holistic endeavor.
It's not just about external success. It's about living a fulfilling and meaningful life, right?
Right. And he does it in a way that's really accessible and inspiring. You know, he's not afraid to share his own struggles.
Which makes him relatable, makes the pursuit of excellence seem more human. We all struggle. We all face setbacks. It's kind of comforting to know that even someone like Dr. Friesen has been there, you know?
Totally. And his focus on sustainability, too.
Right. He's not about burnout or pushing people beyond their limits. It's about finding a balance between effort and recovery that allows for, you know, sustainable growth and well-being.
He gets that true achievement isn't a sprint. It's a marathon.
And to run a marathon, you got to pace yourself.
You got to strategize.
Be resilient.
You can't just go all out from the starting line.
This has been a fascinating deep dive, wouldn't you say?
Oh, definitely.
We've covered a lot of ground. I feel like we've only just scratched the surface, though.
We've just started to explore the world of Dr. Friesen. But I think we've given you a pretty solid foundation to, you know, continue that exploration on your own.
Exactly. Now, before we wrap up, I have one more question for you.
Okay.
If you could ask Dr. Friesen just one question, based on everything we've learned today, what would it be?
That's a good one.
Right.
There's so much I'd love to ask him.
I know.
But if I had to choose just one, I think I'd ask him. What's the most common obstacle you see people facing when it comes to achieving their goals?
Ooh, that's a good one. It gets right to the heart of his work, doesn't it?
It does. It's not enough to have goals.
Yeah, you have to figure out how to overcome those obstacles, those things that are holding you back.
And I think his answer to that question, it would be so insightful for anyone who's struggling to make progress.
It's like a sneak peek into the common pitfalls we all face.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's something for all of you listening to ponder.
Food for thought.
What are those obstacles and what can you do to overcome them?
And hey, if you ever do get the chance to ask Dr. Friesen that question yourself,
let us know.
We'd love to hear what he says.
Until next time, keep diving deep. All right, so we've gone deep on the specifics, you know, the mindset hacks, the biohacking, everything.
Yeah.
But now I kind of want to zoom out a little, look at the bigger picture. What do you think?
I agree. Because it's like Dr. Friesen isn't just offering tips.
Right.
He's kind of like reframing our whole understanding of achievement, you know?
It's a total paradigm shift. Like he's saying, forget everything you thought you knew about success.
Yeah.
Let's start fresh.
Totally. He's challenging that old school idea of like chasing external validation.
Right. The fancy job, the big house.
All that.
All that stuff. It's not about impressing others. It's about like becoming the best version of yourself.
Exactly. Defining success on your own terms, not based on what society tells you or what, you know, your neighbor's doing.
Which is so important today because we're constantly bombarded with messages about what we should be doing, how we should be living.
It's so easy to get caught up in that comparison game, right?
Totally. And lose sight of what actually makes you happy. I think Dr. Friesen would say true success isn't about, you know, money or followers or any of that. It's about living a life that's like aligned with your values, your purpose.
An internal compass, right?
Yeah.
Guiding you towards a life that feels meaningful.
Exactly. And that really ties back to his emphasis on self-awareness.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
He's always like urging people to get to know themselves better, to understand their strengths and weaknesses, their motivations.
Like become your own best friend.
Yeah. Because when you truly know yourself, it becomes easier to make choices that, you know, actually lead to a fulfilling life. You're not as swayed by all the external pressures and trends and stuff.
Makes you more resilient, too.
Oh, absolutely. You can navigate challenges better. You know,
you don't get thrown off course as easily because you've got that strong internal foundation.
Exactly. You know, I think one of the reasons Dr. Friesen's work resonates with so many people is because it speaks to that human need for meaning and purpose. We all want to feel like our lives matter, like we're making a difference.
Totally. And he shows us that achievement isn't just about personal gain.
Right. It's about contributing to something bigger than yourself.
Whether it's through your work, your relationships, your community involvement.
You know, whatever.
Your creative pursuits. It's about using your talents and abilities to make a positive impact.
Now, we've focused a lot on his work with high achievers, but I honestly think his message applies to everyone.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Anyone who wants to live a more intentional and fulfilling life.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you're a student, a parent, an artist, a retiree.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
His principles are like universal.
He's giving us tools, frameworks that can help us all live more intentionally, make better choices.
Create a life that we're actually proud of.
Right. And although his approach is based on science research,
yeah,
he also encourages people to experiment.
Oh, yeah.
To adapt his ideas to their own unique circumstances.
Yeah.
You know, it's not one size fits all.
Find what works for you.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave you with this thought. Dr. Friesen's work is an invitation.
Okay.
It's an invitation to take ownership of your life, embrace your potential,
yeah,
and create a future that's like truly aligned with your deepest values and aspirations.
It's a reminder that true achievement is about the journey.
Not the destination.
And it's a journey that's unique for each and every one of us.
So keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.
Exactly. And don't forget about that question we talked about earlier.
Oh, yeah, the one about...
The most common obstacle that people face when it comes to achieving their goals.
What's holding you back?
That's a powerful question to consider.
It is. What can you do to break free?
So we encourage you to reflect on that.
See what insights emerge.
And hey, if you ever do get the chance to ask Dr. Friesen yourself...
Let us know.
We're dying to hear what he says. Until next time.
Keep diving deep.